Gretz from Rich's Barbecue, you know, keeping the shit live, okay? You're listening to the Air Buds Podcast.
Finesse. Welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. It's been happening for at least 28 seconds. I'm Jamel.
And I'm Peter.
And I am Michael.
Miguel Benerlito. Ah, the super deluxe chicken. You really stormed the gates for us, bro. Remember, man? We was there. That was the first time we were like, all right, we're doing this podcast. It's for a reason. We're headed
I got
to
us
the
a show on Super Deluxe.
Yeah, a direct connection to TNT. Deluxe
minutes before it was canceled.
Super Deluxe shut down the next week. And did we have something to do with it? I don't know.
Nah, they were long gone. The only reason they said yeah was because they were dead already. But you didn't
know
that.
They knew that shit was over?
Yeah.
No, when I took a job there, I knew instantly that I was like, this place is not long for this world. I got to get in here and make as much shit as I can on Turner's dime before it goes away. And you know, I did a good job of that. I think I made a lot of cool shit.
You made some shit happen. You made a shake for us, bro. And I thank you.
Yeah. Guys, big news. Thank you for joining us, Patreon listeners.
There's news.
Thank you for being our patrons. There's news, Jamel.
Stop.
Have you guys been paying attention to Twitter at all today?
No. What's happening?
Do you know who James Harden is?
I've heard of him.
Hold on, back up. Tell me about Twitter first.
You talk Jonathan Harden or James Harden?
In about 2006, there was an app launched called Twitter. You go to twitter.com, and it, it's just kind of micro messaging, you know, just kind of throw it out there, having a grilled cheese for lunch, and people, you know, favorite. Whoa, Jamel slamming shots out of nowhere.
You continue.
Has it had anything to do with the fall of democracy?
Well, I mean, do you want me to jump ahead 14 years or no?
Kind of.
14 years later, everyone on it is Nazis. it is an organizing place for violent far-right extremists, and also a place for NBA memes.
Well, it sounds half cool.
It's NBA memes. It's a place for black women to discuss their excellence in secret.
See, Pete, you said half cool. The Nazi thing is like 80% of
it. Oh, okay. Sorry. 20% so, chill. That's what I meant.
It's like 20% cool. Yeah.
Thanks for catching me up, man. I've been really out of touch.
Yeah. So anyways, on Twitter.com, there's a guy named Woj, and there's a guy named Shams, and they traffic in mostly NBA rumors and breaking NBA news.
The Alpha.
One piece in
the Omega.
Exactly. And one piece of news that they both collectively, along with reporting from Ramona Shelbourne, I don't want to leave her out, the Houston Rockets have traded their superstar James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets, where he will join Kevin Durant and the currently on sabbatical Kyrie Irving in their quest to become NBA champions.
Question for you, Michael. How do you feel?
Oh, because the Sixers did not get...
Yeah.
James Harden? Relieved. I didn't want to say goodbye to Ben. I was like I just was resigned to the fact that Ben Simmons was gone. I didn't want to see him gone. He's a guy from the process. He's one of like the dumb Sixers fans, like little bros.
He's a
like,
saint. He's you guys' saint. Patron saint of failure, Ben Simmons.
Yes. And I genuinely think if like he had taken the time to develop a better offensive game, he never would have been in these talks at all. Never would have questioned. We want to hold on to this guy. Now, I don't know how much he was actually up for grabs at this point. Apparently, reports are saying that a lot of the talk of Ben Simmons was being driven by the Rockets more so than the Sixers. The Rockets kept kind of throwing out trade ideas with Ben Simmons as like the centerpiece, and the Sixers rejected them all. There was reports that saying that if the Sixers were willing to give up Ben Simmons, Thybul, Maxey, and picks, then they would have gotten Harden. And Morey was like, "Fuck that, no." So I don't know. I'm happy. I'm fine with it. The Sixers are great right now. I think they're the best team in the East at the moment. Probably won't be for very long once Kyrie and Harden rejoin KD. Joel Embiid is playing like a fucking MVP right now. So I'm fine. You know, hopefully Ben, maybe this is a wake-up call for Ben and he tries a little harder.
What about anything that you've experienced makes you think he's going to wake up and shoot? Is that what you're, I guess, trying? Like, try to shoot the ball?
Peter, it's either be optimistic or swallow a gun.
It's got to be a middle ground. There has to be a middle ground for all of us.
There's also like, I mean, that's like, that's like every area of my life.
Oh my fuck. God. We cannot stop doing this podcast. That is a cry for help if I've ever heard it. Just need to check in on you.
No, it's not. It's not. Obviously, I'm playing around. I'm not truly suicidal. But it is like kind of like, look, being a Philly fan, being a Sixers fan is bleak. Moisture. So
sounds like it. Jeez Louise.
Even when we're good, we're bad. So I guess I'm trying to look, it's 2021. I'm trying to be a little happy, optimistic guy. Joel Embiid could be MVP this year. We ran a poll on what we think Joel Embiid's MVP slogan should be, and our followers picked our favorite little big boy. So I think we're going to make some MVP Joel Embiid merch that says our favorite little big boy on it. If you're interested in copying that, let me know. I'm going to go all out on this shirt. I'm feeling optimistic. I want to keep Ben and I want Ben to work. And he can work and he will work. And he could work if he just fucking shot more.
Learned how to play like 80% of the game basketball.
You know how I know Benner's not fine with this?
Because I'm fondling the gun I'm gonna put in my mouth.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dog.
Anyways, back to the Nets scenario. The Nets essentially gave up like their entire future to James Harden right now. Not only did they give up Caris LeVert, but they gave up I think all their future picks and pick swaps until 2027.
I really don't understand what just took place.
No matter what, it's a lot of your future to invest in James Harden and Kyrie Irving just being normal? Just being normal and showing up to play basketball hard.
And Karis goes to the Pacers.
Right. Karis landed in Houston and was immediately traded to the Pacers for Victor Oladipo. Oladipo on an
he's the winner.
Karis?
Oh, he is the
Pacers
winner.
Are very good.
Yeah, because the Pacers are good and he's a starter again. He basically like is just play behind these assholes who are worth three times as much as you for like 2 weeks. And now you're a starter on arguably a better team. There's a case.
A nice compliment with Brogdon. That's a nice backcourt.
And Sabonis. They got a thing. And Miles Turner. What the fuck?
I still think that Caris LeVert might be slightly overrated.
Okay. You are.
Hey, last time you said that he dropped 42. Yeah.
He's. So you love Ben Simmons? You love Ben Simmons. I'm saying people are bad.
I love Ben Simmons. Yeah.
But. Yeah, but you think Caris LeVert is overrated.
Dropped like 40.
One guy can shoot baskets.
The Nets had like seven players, and they were playing the Sixers who like.
Ben Simmons might have a better chance of drop kicking the ball into the hoop from behind the three-point line than he does.
If that is a better form than his current three-point shot, I'm all for it. Do you get called for a kickball if you kick your own?
Does Aussie rules own punt ball? It? I don't know. If it's part of your shot, you could probably petition the league.
But anyways, Jamel, you were saying Caris LeVert, real winner. I'm going to go ahead and say Cleveland Cavaliers might be a big winner in this. In case you didn't know, this ended up being a four-team trade between the Nets, the Rockets, and then the Cavs and the Pacers kind of hopping in to help out. The Cavs basically gave up Exum and a pick that is going to be shit anyways and got Jared Allen and Taron Prince.
Bro, I'm sick of hearing about the Cavs getting another fucking center.
Shout out to Larry Nance Jr., who had the best tweet of the night, which was, Sexland is apparently surrounded by trees.
Yeah, it's a great forest. It's an orgy forest over there. I don't know, Jared Allen is a fucking huge pickup. He's good. He's very good.